You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Protesters have turned out en masse to block a meeting of the defence industry in Wellington. Organisers, Peace Action Wellington, want to put an end to what they call the promotion of war. Max Smith reports.
So I'm on Waterloo Quay, just in front of Westpac Stadium, and we are holding one of the gates.
That's T. Lemus, a researcher for People Against Prisons Aotearoa. He's at one of the gates to Wellington's Westpac Stadium with about 20 or so other protesters. Across all the entrances to the stadium, he says there are as many as hundreds of protesters, all intent on stopping conference goers from reaching a defence industry forum.
We have stopped weapons dealers from getting in, and buses have turned around with people still in them because they just can't get in.
It's the 20th Defence Industry and National Security Forum, with some of the largest weapons manufacturers in the world in attendance. The organisers, the New Zealand Defence Industry Association, say it's a good opportunity for local and international business owners to get involved with the defence sector. But opponents are labelling it a weapons expo which supports violence and war.
In actual fact, it is an opportunity for those who represent the most egregious weapons dealers and sellers of misery in the world to get together and organise the weapons industry.
Police have responded by making arrests, and there are reports of violence used in the removal of protesters. Here's T. Lemus again.
So what we've seen is the police are willing to use violence to ensure that this death dealing can continue. Police have been grabbing people's breasts, elbowing their breasts. We've seen police smash people's faces into the ground. And this is all to prop up a weapons industry that is causing massive misery and death across the world.
Also at the blockade is Te Anau Tuiono, a Green Party candidate in this year's election, who told me earlier that New Zealand needs to stand up against the promotion of war.
The thing about Wellington, you know, is like well known as a city of peace, and peace is, you know, it's standing up for peace against war as a tradition here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So for me and a lot of us here, it's great to be sort of participating in that tradition. You know, and just straight up, profiting from war and suffering, it's just immoral. War is just another business and no one should profit from it.
Do you think that that is what this, I mean, some people calling it a weapons expo, the organisers of it would call it a forum of, you know, the defence industry. I mean, what is this? I mean, is this profiting or is this just a reflection of New Zealand's own kind of defence industry?
I mean, it's the 20th annual conference of this, and it is an industry that profits from violence and misery, and there are representatives here from some of the largest manufacturers in the world. So I think it is appropriate that we are here, and you know, this is the things we want to say is weapons companies are not welcome to conduct their business here, or in fact across Aotearoa. And you know, we do, as I was saying earlier, have that history where we're stood for peace, and I don't think we should be part of an escalation of militarisation of violence, particularly, you know, when you reflect on the sort of tweets coming out of the United States from Donald Trump and his remarks about North Korea and stuff like that, we should be standing up for peace and opposing war.
The New Zealand Defence Industry Association could not be reached for comment, but in a statement earlier today, they called on protesters to stick to non-violence and ensure a positive experience of New Zealand for their international guests. For BFM News, Cormac Smith, tēnei.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.